We're talking about the birds and the bees because someone in Brando's household had the talk a lot earlier than I think Brando would have liked.
Yes. Alex sat down and apparently gave Owen the birds and the bees speech, and Owen is only 7, which I think is a little early, but it happened. There's nothing I can do.
It happened. I think she handled it well, but it did prompt us to wonder, did anyone have, you know, kind of a funny birds and the bees speech that they remember as an adult? And we got a text from Michelle.
Yeah, she said that she gave her nephew the birds and the bees talk while they were in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So that way he was sitting in the back seat, and that she didn't have to look at him and have to make eye contact.
Hey, that's genius parenting. Okay, we've got Jeffrey on the phone. Hey, man, what happened with your birds and the bees speech?
I was never formally given a birds and the bees speech by either of my parents, but I remember getting ready for my senior prom. So I'm 18 years old.
A little late at that point, I would say. Yeah. Yep.
At least know the birds part, maybe not the bees.
Yeah, I 90% of it figured out. My mom sat me down. I was going with a friend. I never had a girlfriend throughout all of high school. So my prom was just with me and a friend, and it was very platonic. But my mom felt the need to sit me down and let me know that, you know, things happen on prom night, and be prepared and all this stuff. And then she quoted a movie that we had never seen called The Thin Line Between Love and Hate, starring Martin Lawrence.
A Martin Lawrence quote. Oh, I want to hear it.
Yeah, and the quote was?
It takes a moment of weakness to execute a lifetime of regret. Or something.
Thanks,
something
Mom.
To that effect.
I mean, Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.